Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you're listening to the sixth episode of Business Ideas Talk. Yesterday, we talked about building communities. Today, we're talking about becoming an expert. So, you probably have an expertise in at least one field, I'm sure about. But that doesn't really matter in terms of becoming an expert. If you like that field a lot, you can be the expert there. But becoming an expert to me means something like you select a topic that is really important to you. So that topic can be anything from maybe sustainable living or pension planning or maybe a new technology. So it's up to you to pick that, and then it's not important actually to have a degree or something. It's important that you know this space and that you really care about the space and feel comfortable in it. So then you get to know this area inside out. You read all the books that are there, or at least that you can get your hands on, and try to follow the people that are established in this space, if there are people. And yes, just try to gather as much information as you can, and as well to share that information in your own words. You kind of then have already your target audience. I mean, if you have read two books in the space alone, you probably know already more than most of the people in this world about this. So you are kind of already an expert in the area. And if you continue doing that, your expertise will grow. But what you shouldn't forget about becoming an expert is actually not just consuming content, but also applying it. So you should try to find students that you can train, so you can make sure that you can explain what you understood and explain it in a simple way so others can understand and follow it. And your students can grow with your knowledge, so they can start being starters themselves, and then maybe they're more advanced. And it's a good chance for you to see if you understood what you learned. And it's kind of a win-win for everybody there. So when becoming an expert, there will be people that know more about a topic than you do. So there's always another person that is more of an expert than you. At least that's what you think. And you shouldn't get frustrated by that. You should see the potential that you can still learn something in this area, which is great for you. So, and it doesn't matter in the end if there's somebody better than you, because what matters to your clients is that you're the best for them. So maybe some suggestions, some final suggestions to bear in mind. So you shouldn't use a label when becoming an expert. Just be the expert. Don't claim to be one. It makes more sense, especially when you're on the path to becoming one. You grow with the time you spend in that field and spend learning in that particular field. And another tip would be, don't oversell yourself. Let happy customers be your evangelists. You don't need to be your own evangelist. And earn your reputation. Don't pay for it. It's worth more and it will last longer. So maybe you have seen some of those Facebook video ads or some of those ads on other platforms where experts try to give you tips. And I kind of find that scammy, because even if they are experts in their field, I feel like they want to push me into their sales funnel. And I would rather be introduced to them by a previous client of them that I'm connected to and that is suggesting them to me. So word of mouth is worth so much more to me than, yeah, this kind of Facebook advertisement. So, and what kind of business could you do then? I mean, there's so much to do. You could do workshops, you can do consulting, you can write books, you can become a speaker, you can do online courses, you can do, you can create maybe products and maybe learning platforms. It's really all just up to you once you are the expert. And you can do that on the go. I mean, you shouldn't start today and say you're the expert, like I mentioned before. Just spend the time getting to know the field and gathering your information and applying that information and applying your knowledge and teaching others, writing blog posts, participating in the community, being part of the community. And sooner or later, you will be seen as an expert in the field if you really stick to that rules. So let's end this episode with today's quote by Seth Godin. The cost of being wrong is less than the cost of doing nothing. I hope you like this episode. I would love to hear your feedback and I would love to hear your business idea. If you would like to share that on this show, you can send it to idea@businessideastalk.com. Now have a great day. Hope you tune in again tomorrow. Bye.